It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Nuggets Podcast. I'm your host, David Samuel, and each week we'll be discussing a topic that will provide you with food for thought to help you on your journey. So, today I'm going to discuss the distinction between loving what you do and fear. I'm also going to try and talk a little bit faster because I've said this before, I'm starting to listen to podcasts at 1.5, 1.75 speed. And actually, I mean, maybe I'm a bit crazy, but it's starting to sound better to me than my own voice at a normal speed. So it's not always that easy because whilst I have an outline of what I'm going to talk about, I do have to think and make sure that I get it in a, hopefully in an understandable fashion for you to get some kind of message out of this. But anyway, the distinction between loving what you do and fear is we often experience fear, frustration, anger, and apprehension when considering, you know, all the potential obstacles that we have in life, and especially when you're trying to push to succeed at, you know, a project or job, or, you know, as athletes certainly to win matches and do very well in their sport. Is particularly prevalent in sports because at the end of the day, if you're losing, the end is imminent and results can materialize pretty quickly in a few hours, apart from maybe golf or test cricket where they take days. But often those results are pretty much on the way and kind of known a lot before the game ends. But of course, work projects can last, you know, days, weeks, even years. But the principle is the same. And I'm going to explain it through sport because obviously that's my expertise. It really is a microcosm of what happens to us in pressure situations. So an athlete might be fearful of losing, or the result becomes everything in their head. And this causes them to often forget about their passion for the sport and the love of the game and the reason why they started to play the sport. And as a result that of this pressure, they become very nervous and it's what we call choking under pressure. But what if in these moments, the athlete could shift his or her mindset to thinking, am I playing here out of love of the sport, or am I playing out of fear? And of course, the answer is going to be fear. It's like, well, what happens if I just played out of love for the sport and more with an attitude of, let's see if I love the pressure and I love the fact that I'm trying to become the best that I can be when I'm choking. How good can I be as, you know, as a choking player? Can I find a way to play my best when I'm choking? And see it more as an opportunity to learn how to handle choking well and the pressure well and still be able to perform, because they're coming from a place as, whatever happens here, I'm going to continue. Whatever happens here, I still love playing the sport. And I think it is important to remind yourself as an athlete that you only have two options always after you've lost, and that's to stop or carry on. But it's a little more than that. You have to carry on with a positive attitude. And if you have a deep love for what you do, I think it's a little bit easier to pick yourself up and go again and enjoy the improvement that you need to make in order to, you know, win in the situation that you've just lost in. I think this concept applies not only to sports, but also to everyday life, where setbacks are inevitable. We all have them. And it is surprising. I mean, at the end of the day, most people, you know, persist despite the challenges. However, they tend to often complain and moan about the difficulties and the disappointments they've had, and, you know, how extra tough it seems to be for them than anybody else. And that is not what I call going forward with an optimistic and positive attitude. You want to go forward with that, because when you're optimistic that you can learn anything that you need to learn in order to be better in that situation in the future, it gives you energy. And if you kind of like, yeah, I really want to do this, but oh man, I can't believe how difficult this is. And, you know, if I had a better coach, or if I had more money and I could pay for more coaching, then it would be easier. And basically, it's tougher for me than anybody else. This kind of leads into previous conversation about feeling sorry for yourself. But the universe doesn't operate according to our desires and expectations to deliver as and when we want it. Instead, it rewards those who work with grace and work hard and a love for what they do, trusting that good things will happen. You just never know when. And that's not in our hands. And usually success does take longer than we would like, than we anticipate. And we often think we are ready before we actually are. And the universe is not here conditionally. It's like, I will do the work as long as I get the reward. No, do the work and just keep doing it until the rewards come. It's not conditional upon our impatience. So in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say today is that keep a passion for what you're doing, especially under stress. Try to remember the reason why you're doing whatever you're doing. And if you can get back to that core, it may give you a little bit more energy and optimism that win or lose, you know, succeed or not in a project, that you're learning something and you'll keep learning until you can conquer it. Thanks very much, and speak again next week. That wraps up this episode. Be sure to grab the freebie in the show notes, A Guide to the Difference Between Belief and Confidence. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on YouTube for more. See you in the next episode.
Sports Social Podcast Network.